This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and EM room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, that's everybody working on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Want to say the pledge for the second time?
Sure, certainly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have some news about the congressional committee that was seeking to determine whether or not it would be advantageous to change the Supreme Court, the membership numbers, and raise them up a bit, and what we call pack the court. What do you know about that?
Well, first off, Captain, it was evidently called the Presidential Commission on the Supreme Court, I guess is what they called it. What it really was about was taking a look at some of these pretty harebrained ideas about packing the court with more justices or installing term limits or these kinds of things. Well, they issued a final draft, Captain. It was 288 pages long, but it didn't actually make any recommendations. It only gave some summaries of arguments that on the for and against side of those kinds of issues. But what this is going to do, though, they're trying to bring this back into the public square, basically. This notion, can the president, to balance the court back out? Can he just appoint, I don't know, three or four more justices?
Well, I thought it was three.
Yeah, and basically, or should there be term limits? All this is rotating around the idea that the Democrat Party elite want to be able to get a rubber stamp to have all of their stuff that they ever say or do simply rubber stamped by the Supreme Court to give it some kind of legitimacy. But really, Captain, I think they're going to want to bring this to the fore when we get a decision on that Mississippi case that would affect possibly Roe v. Wade overall. And then they're going to try to come out and say, here's what we need to do because the Supreme Court has gone rogue, and they're going to say all kinds of stuff. But this has been tried before, back during the Roosevelt administration, and even Joe Biden himself, Captain, said it was a, quote, boneheaded idea.
Well, yeah, and the Supreme Court, when they were asked about the justices, the current ones, They thought that the makeup was fine the way it was. It didn't need to be added to. But, of course, what the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to counter the three conservative justices that were appointed last, and they're trying to to challenge that and add progressives to that, at least three of them, to wipe out the three-judge advantage that apparently seems to be there right now with the conservative court.
Well, that's right, because they didn't count on Donald Trump. They just didn't count on Donald Trump. They believed they were heading into an era where here comes another Democrat president after Obama, and they're going to just, you know, sort of have a field day with this thing. But, Captain, the American people are going to see, especially in 2022 as the lead-up, and then 2024, who's going to be appointed the Supreme Court justices is going to be so important, and I think the American people are going to want it to not be a Democrat machine politician way back.
Now, we talked about Jesse Smollett and his trial yesterday, and I think they made a big mistake, his defense, by putting him up on a stand because they've had a chance to tear him apart and tear some of his testimony apart, which is damaging his credibility. But yesterday, Jesse Smollett blasted the prosecutor for reading the actor's text messages that included the N-word.
Well, exactly. Well, because they don't have anything left, basically. So, you know, you got to go after the prosecutor. And remember how all this started, Captain? He said he was attacked by quote-unquote MAGA supporters, it was reported and seen and investigated as a hate crime. Caused a lot of resources to be immediately dedicated to his story, but he evidently made the whole thing up. And now he's saying he didn't. It's quite embarrassing, you have to say. So of course he's going to go after the prosecutor for anything and everything because he's got nothing else.
It appears that AOC may have put her foot in the proverbial pail of you-know-what because the Biden administration publicly is jabbing the progressives right now after their comments about the crime sprees are now coming under heavy fire.
Because, again, you can't go out and tell people, don't believe your lying eyes. People understand what's happening. They've seen it with their own eyes. They've watched it on their own local news reports. They understand what's happening. And for AOC to say what she said, it just doesn't make any sense. And so it behooves the White House, and maybe that's a good sign. And all of this, Captain, maybe that's actually a good sign if they're actually pushing back against what AOC said.
Yeah, and when we come back, folks, life is actually getting worse for the disgraced ex-CNN host Chris Cuomo. We'll tell you what's going on as he's lost another major lucrative project that he had going. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho to you too there, Frank. And yeah, we'll be doing a lot of ho, ho, ho in here in about, what, let's see here, 17 days. 16 more shopping days until Christmas. By the way, speaking of shopping, how about checking out MyPillow.com? That can be your one-stop shop right now for Christmas. You can go over there. There's something there for every member of your family and your pets, too, your dogs or your cats. You can go over there, take a look at what's there on MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and save yourselves a bunch of money. Now, if you happen to go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a logo link, you click on, it opens up. You'll see more products there, marked even lower than what's on the homepage. And guess what? Promo code will be the same, Captain. So whatever you see there, that's for sale, that asks you for a promo code, that word is going to be Captain. Now, if you want to call somebody up, ask some questions, order on the phone instead of the computer, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or just go to the MyPillow.com website. Remember, the promo code's always going to be Captain. And it's also got a link on my homepage for my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. So you can go there, too, and see it. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And Kyle Warren from the Professor of Politics is right back with us again. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I don't know what we're going to do about the Supreme Court thing. Because, again, they want to go, I believe, 3 more judges. And I got a note here from Carol. Carol is saying, the Dobbs case went before the Supreme Court last week. Now we all wait to see whether a majority of justices will vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. In her opinion, if they do come closer to overturning Roe v. Wade with their decision in this Mississippi case, she thinks then you'll see them want to change the makeup of the Supreme Court.
Well, right. I do think that the Democrats will then try to use that as a major, major fulcrum to try to tip this whole thing, basically. And there'll be a political political upheaval. Remember, Dershowitz the other day called it would be cataclysmic. That he thinks he's on the verge of doing something cataclysmic.
Yep.
And certainly, as we mentioned a few times, I think it bears repeating, Captain. You know, the senator from New Hampshire, Shaheen. You know, saying that there should be a revolution in this country.
But if
the
Elder
Burn will be Wade. So they know where they're there. Not our, in the sense of these kinds of terminologies, but their battle lines are drawn for that. They really, and to some degree, maybe they're even desiring it such that they could try to up the ante with messing around with the Supreme Court. And that could fall into their laps as being something that they feel that they could make hay out of. But I think the American people, though, Captain, I think would see very clearly that just as the Democrats vied to get power, and once they have power, then they do whatever they want, imagine giving them the Supreme Court, too. In other words, it would just be generation after generation after generation that would be under the thumb then of Democrats. Yeah.
Now, the Oriental woman by the name of Omarova, who was going to be the top banking regulator, her nomination is being withdrawn by the Biden administration. They cannot get her through. She's just a tad bit too radical.
Well, and that's a good reason why you have these, interviews and the confirmation hearings and vetting people to be put into places of great authority. If somebody comes out and they're just way too progressive or if they're just too radical, well, then that's not really where the country is. The country is not in these radical positions. They're in so many ways in a centrist position. And also, Captain, when you have the things happening, that we're seeing happening in our economy, it's not the time for radicalism.
Yeah. Now you're hearing the January 6th committee is vowing contempt proceedings if former Chief of Staff for Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, fails to appear and testifies in front of that commission.
Well, of course they are. Of course they are. I think Meadows is talking about, when you get subpoenas that are so broad in scope, it's obvious they're going on a fishing expedition, basically. And also there's the executive privilege, and all these things can play out. But what the commission, January 6th commission, and the Democrat Party elite want to do, they want to gin this up as, you see, they're hiding something. They attacked our democracy, and now they're trying to hide things and so forth. They're not cooperating with our commission because we're just fact finders. You know, we're just out here, for a good time trying to just find out the truth about things. Nobody believes that either.
Well, we teased this going out of the segment, and now we're going to talk about this. Chris Cuomo's woes continue. HarperCollins, a major publisher, has canceled his forthcoming book. That's not good.
That is not good. His book was supposed to be about the pandemic and Trump supporters or something like that. You know, it was Chris Cuomo on, just getting ready to make a few more, bucks, it looks like.
$1 million.
Yeah, but
he'd already been given a big bonus, by the way.
Yeah, well, his contract at CNN, Captain, I think was worth in the neighborhood of $6 million a year. He's now suing CNN for some $18 million and announced on Monday that he won't be doing the SiriusXM show anymore.
And that's because you have to pay to be on the air there.
Well, right, but at the same time, I think that he's probably hunkering down. Maybe he's going to put all his eggs in the basket of, I'm going to get this great big, lawsuit against CNN and so forth. So maybe he doesn't want to be out there talking about things, but it's really disgraceful. This is not the way that you want to go off the air, and not the way that you want to leave a network you've been at for a long time. It's going to get more ugly before it ever starts getting better. And these are very serious issues with the sexual harassment, no doubt.
Did you see the tweets yesterday coming from the Genocide Olympics group about Joe Biden?
No. What did they say?
Well, China laughed off Joe's cave about the Olympics.
Right.
That they weren't going to send their officials, but they were going to send the competitors. And they tweeted, "You're not invited, Mr. Biden. Hope you will live to see the L.A. Games boycott in 2028.
Interesting. Well, the tensions will start going up. Sometimes when people have boycotted the Olympics in terms of competitors, a lot of times, for example, back in the day with Russia, Russia likes to beat the Americans. There's just no doubt about it.
Of course.
Yeah. So there is something to that, but obviously things are never ratcheting down these days, it seems like. Not with Putin on the border of Ukraine, not with China eyeing Taiwan. It's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Yeah, and another poll, you mentioned a poll in the first hour. Here's another one that just popped up. Only 37% of the Democrats want to see Biden even on the 2024 ticket.
And that's going to get worse. That's where it is at right now. And obviously we have great concerns about the 37%. They may just be true believers, or who knows. But give it a little bit of time and watch what's happening. The reason why everyone else is vacating is because they see what Biden's really like.
Wait till you hear this. The White House flagged the art industry for money laundering as Hunter Biden has kicked off his art career by money laundering.
Well, if you permit me this, is it art life imitating art here, or art imitating life? Who knows? But it's bad all around.
Oh, is it? And by the way, Dr. Fauci admitted that the Omicron variant might even be less severe than Delta was.
Uh-oh. Well, that would be a startling admission today from Dr. Fauci, basically, because that's what we're seeing. And it's harder for them to make it into this horrible crisis. And certainly we may even see, Captain, the lifting of some of these travel bans, if we continue to get the kind of understanding that we initially have of the Omicron.
Yeah, and I don't know where they got this poll from, these numbers. 82% of Democrats are willing to wear masks indoors at all times due to the Omicron fears.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not
significant.
Must have come from your state.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News.
Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russian soldiers have amassed near its border, and experts say an invasion may be looming.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault. This is the direct consequence of Joe Biden's surrender to Vladimir Putin on Nord Stream 2.
Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany, which will carry natural gas. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide injunction preventing the U.S. government from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal contractors. The move temporarily shuts down the last remaining vaccine requirement by the Biden administration. Seven states and a trade group for contractors filed suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, along with our guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talking about Relief Factor for a number of years right now, because I've been taking the product for over 6 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, the problems that I have and the problems that you have may be a little bit different, but if you've got pain, this product will help you. If you've got inflammation or swelling, this problem will help you. All I can tell you is that the natural ingredients that are in this make up for whatever the narcotics were that you may have had in some other product you've been using. But turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the key regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's all good for you. It's all good for your body. Now, you can try it for $19.95, the three-week quick start. And you can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you go. It gets you on the program, $19.95, and all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
By the way, hello to Fred in Sarasota. He just chimed in. And I got it. 5x5, Fred. 5x5. All right. The Democrats' new minimum tax would target Facebook and Amazon, so analysis are showing. Now, what do you suppose that's going to do to stuff?
Well, it's probably going to make stuff a lot more expensive.
And you think Facebook and Amazon would then start? And by the way, Amazon had a big hack, I think it was yesterday. And they were offline for several hours.
Yeah, there's a large outage that happened, and it affected Amazon Web Services, AWS, I believe. And it did affect, it affected things like Ring systems, too, as well.
Uh-huh.
And it took a long time to get things sort of back up and running. But a lot of different vendors, a lot of different software vendors or apps that you might use, you might have seen some kind of message that says, you know, we're aware of this, we're trying to get everything back up and running.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, we'll see what happens. And I want to talk about the fire department out there, Los Angeles County firefighters. Yesterday, 113 L.A. County firefighters were suspended without pay due to the vaccine mandate. Now, they have a legal case, and the legal case is the same one that's been used against Joe Biden, and they need to get that going as fast as they can so these guys can get back on the payroll.
Well, right. Exactly right. You know, this is, to say it's divisive and so forth, that, you know, I think the public captain wonders, what is the efficacy of this? Well, why are we trying to stop people from being able to be police officers and firefighters?
Well, yeah, especially when one of the guys, I saw the story they did on him the day before, had saved someone's life, that was having a heart attack, and he saved their life by being in the right place at the right time.
Well, precisely. Well, that's what they do. That's Tuesday, you know. They come running. We dial 911, and they come running.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's big time, and you know. But also, Captain, a lot of the first responders have already had COVID because unlike a lot of folks, and they were told to stay home, and they were told to quarantine, and they were told to flatten the curve, and all these things. But the firefighters, police, first responders, people who work on the front lines in emergency rooms and hospitals, they were all out there, and they were taking care of us. They were taking care of people, and a lot of them got COVID and came through it, and they believe they have natural immunity, which you know, they don't want to have a vaccine on top of that. That's what they're talking about.
Now, I don't know if you got a chance to see this story, but Breitbart put a story out yesterday about the Biden White House begging the establishment news media to do anything and get more positive economic conversations going out there, more economic positive stories. Well, the problem with that is there aren't any.
There aren't any, and you can't even really manufacture them. I think that's maybe, is that what they're really asking? Please say something that's good. Whereas, Captain, if you look at what was happening with Donald Trump, things were really getting good, but what did they try to do? They tried to find everything that was bad, or they tried to simply report bad things to skew what was actually happening in reality. Well, the Biden administration came into office relying on a complicit media, and now that maybe if they don't have it 100%, maybe they'll start getting really mad about it, and it'll be very telling, for sure.
Yeah, I suppose. Biden's Build Back Better deal is the very definition of cradle-to-grave big government dependency. What do you think?
Well, that phrase, cradle-to-grave, has been around for a long time, but most people probably thought we would never actually see such a thing or that it would become much more accepted. Over the last almost 2 years, Captain, now we've got this thing where the government sends out money, people aren't even going back to get a job because they've gotten government money or they get this or that. They believe the government has to take care of them, has to find them a job, give them a job. It's taken away so much of the incentive and the daring do that Americans have always relied upon to make it in this world and be successful. And this notion that government is just going to take care of you is beginning to permeate, and that's the downfall.
Now, I'll bet you're going to get a kick out of this one. Viagra may be the promising new drug candidate in the treatment for Alzheimer's disease, according to a new study.
Well, that's very interesting in and of itself. And you find things in you find connections in very weird ways sometimes. And a lot of times in science, it's not, you know, I'm going to put this together with that, it's going to equal this, you know, because they swerve into it, they run into it, they notice something. Maybe that's the best way to put it. They notice something that occurs, or they notice something that how it reacts with a certain enzyme or whatever it might be, and someone gets that eureka moment. They get it's like an epiphany, and then we're off to the races. So you never know.
LJ's asking us a question here, and hello, LJ, up in Michigan. She's saying, what do you think about Devin Nunes taking the job as head of Trump's media communications? There was a rumor buzzing on the radio early today that with the declining CNN and all of their problems, the Trump organization maybe look at buying CNN. Wouldn't that be news? Well, yes, it would, but it's not going to happen.
I don't know that would be in the offing, per se. CNN, who knows what will happen to CNN ultimately, but they keep going the way they're going. You know, they're going to have problems with...
They're going to have a fire sale, so many pennies on the dollar.
Well, right. and of course, during the Trump administration, they were flying high because they had the ratings, because they were always... because Trump was news every day.
They had Jim Acosta.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jim Acosta. But now, of course, that it's just the Biden. You know, Biden, I'm trying to say this the right way, but Biden is incredibly boring compared to Trump, right? Mm. And of course, they don't want to do hard-hitting stories about what's Biden doing today and what whopper did he tell today?
That's it. You just hit the nail on the head. Biden is known for not telling the truth.
Right. And so for them to try to spin it and all this kind of stuff, it's just hard. And, you know, and people are tuned out. They just tuned out. And they've gone other places as well. And some people have just had enough. They've had enough of all this, of politics and news being married together like that, and they want to go somewhere where they can find out, maybe there's two sides to this story. Maybe I don't need someone talking down to me. Maybe I could make up my own mind on stuff. I mean, that's... I hate to say, Captain, I think that's pretty radical what I just said comparatively today.
I remember CNN years ago when they were, in fact, a hardline news corporation and actually did the news. Remember Bernard Shaw?
Bernard Shaw. Mm-hmm. I learned so much from watching Bernard Shaw. I can't even tell you.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, are coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look at all this fog we got down here in Florida and South Georgia, South Alabama, and South Mississippi, and Southern Louisiana to include New Orleans. And we'll tell you about the snow out west. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm happy.
corner there, Kyle. Hot-blooded.
I love it. That's back from 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And, Captain, whenever I hear that song, I can't help but think about, remember, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, a cool fun fact about that song, too, in 19...
Couldn't have had anything to do with the blonde, could it?
Well, no comment. And but in 1988, Tone Loc actually sampled one of the guitar riffs out of that song as well. So in his song Funky Cold Medina.
Yep. Okay, take it away with what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, we do have several winter weather advisories that we want to tell you about. And of course, this is going to mean a lot of snow in different areas. For example, in the Reno area in Nevada, on the California-Nevada border, coming across I-80, we do have a winter weather advisory going on there. They do expect snow above 5,000 feet, so you want to be careful coming through that area. Also in Utah, we have winter storm watch as well. They believe heavy snow will be possible, total accumulations of 2 to 6 inches in the valleys and 1 to 2 feet of snow possible in the mountains. This is covering most of the state of Utah, but primarily for our trucker friends out there, if you're trucking up Interstate 15 from St. George all the way up to Logan, you definitely are going to be involved in that. Winter storm watch across the way in Colorado, across I-70 near Grand Junction, also now near Glenwood Springs and Eagle, and then up towards in the southern part of Wyoming, winter storm watch coming across I-90 through Rawlins and down through Elk Mountain, of course, and then up on 4th of July Pass, Captain, up in the northern part of Idaho. Right now it looks like it's reading 31 degrees. That means there's going to be snow, and they definitely have snow in the forecast as we go through the morning hours on Wednesday. So keep mm-hmm. advised of that.
Okay, well, here we go. Nebraska I-80 coming out of Wyoming. You got snow all the way to Omaha, and then coming up out of Colorado, I-76 to I-80, you got snow. You've also got snow tonight that just started up here in the last hour, southeastern corner of Minnesota, coming across I-90 from Rochester, Minnesota, into Wisconsin, about 50 miles. Not quite to Madison, might make it there, though. And then got a little bit of snow in the northeastern corner of Iowa. Sioux City, right there in Iowa, you got some snow there. Got snow up on the east side of Lake Michigan, west side of the lower peninsula of Michigan, from Traverse City on down almost all the way to the Indiana border tonight. Got snow that's intensified from Lake Oneida Lake and Brewerton straight up all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge up I-81. We've got some weather. Looks like some snow right on the Nova Scotia main line right there, I-95, where it ends. Got some gale warnings there along Maine right there. And then coming on down, we've got fog, lots and lots and lots of fog tonight down here, again, in Florida. I-75 north-south, Fort Myers to Georgia. I-95 north-south from Brunswick, Georgia, all the way down to Fort Pierce, Florida. I-4 all the way across the corridor. I-10 all the way from Jacksonville all the way to Hammond, Louisiana, and New Orleans. And it's thicker along the water, closer you get to the water, than it is inland. Zero visibility in a lot of different areas right now, especially going along I-10 across Mississippi and into Louisiana, into New Orleans. So be advised, allow yourself some extra time. There's nothing you can do about it. It's going to be that way till about 10 o'clock this morning. So there you go. And the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Check them out, too. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and again, we appreciate him. Okay, let's go to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Who set the Fox Christmas tree on fire in New York?
I have no idea.
Well, somebody did, and they caught who they believe is the person that did it. But that beautiful tree that they put up over the weekend, it's an artificial tree with, I guess it had 10,000 lights on it, red, white, and blue, was destroyed.
Correct.
Destroyed.
Oh, stop it. Had no idea.
Yep, destroyed. And a couple of trees that were beside it, real trees, were seriously damaged, too. And you got to be a pervert to do something like that.
Yes.
So here we go again. Ruin Christmas for the rest of the people. Maybe Fox will be able to do something fairly quick and get it done. But NYPD wasn't very far away, and they saw the guy that they think did it, and they arrested him. And we'll find out more, I guess, today. But what a shame. What a shame.
And, you know, there was a group of people, this goes to show you how disgustingly sick people are, there was a group of people that were blocking the Pearl Harbor vets.
Yep, from getting to the monument, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I think they were moved out of the way finally, but still, it's just the point behind it.
Correct.
Yep. Terrible. And we've actually got a story about Antifa in a few minutes. But when we do come back from the break, we're going to pick it up with Joe and Vladdy and what they had to say. And I'll tell you what, I saw that. You probably saw it, what we could see of it anyway, because it took a long time. I thought it was going to be early in the afternoon, and we didn't really see much about it until later in the evening last night. But I believe Vladimir Putin handed Joe Biden his lunch, literally. I think Joe Biden just got manhandled by Vladimir Putin.
Well, I mean, you know, what we saw, I'm sure, was a very edited version. So it's hard to tell what really did happen.
Hold that thought, because the people that watched the whole thing are the ones that we're taking our cues from there. And they're saying that Joe Biden was absolutely crunched by Vladimir Putin. Why do I not doubt that? Well, hold on. We'll be right back, and we'll tell you more when we come back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.